In this portion of our Canoe Regatta interviews, I have the pleasure of speaking with Jeff Pedersen from Gilbertsville. What age did you start, and how did you start?
Well, I didn't start paddling until I was in my late 30s, and it all happened sort of by accident. I was previously a runner and did a lot of the 10K runs that were in the area, and then did a couple of marathons. And then my late 30s, I had a car accident and basically broke one knee in seven pieces, and that was sort of the end of the running.
Wow.
And I was looking for something to replace that and tried the whole golf thing, which I never got too good at.
Me either.
And then I had a friend there in Gilbertsville who said, why don't you try a canoe race sometime? Nope, not interested in that. And he kept after me, and I finally, just to shut him up, I said, okay, let's give it a try.
Who was that?
That was Mike Stenslin, who has done the Clinton many times, and he kind of nursed me along and taught me a lot of things. And in that first race, it was up in Utica, and we were running in first place most of the day, and towards the end of the race, we got passed, so we ended up in second. So that sort of got the bug, and I've had the paddling affliction ever since.
You know, you said no, you weren't interested at all, and then you got in there and you did it. Was it because you did so well in that first race?
I don't think it was because we did well in the race. I think it was because it replaced the whatever need I had for running. Paddling is a very competitive sport, and it's a very individual type of thing, even though the majority of people who are out there paddling are paddling as a team. A lot of people still paddle or train in a C1, and a lot of people race C1. So, and that's where I've spent most of my time, is in a C1.
What do you prefer?
I'm most comfortable in a C1 because I spent most of my time there. However, when you get a group of guys together in C2s, it's an awful lot of fun, because if you just go out for a paddle and, you know, you've got 3, 4, 5, 6 boats, everybody's joking around, having a good time, and there's just twice as many people there. A lot of times when you're paddling C1, you're out there by yourself.
That could be a long race, too, if you don't have somebody next to you.
The majority of the time that you race in a C1, you are by yourself. Occasionally, for a period of time, you paddle along with somebody, but the majority of the time, you're by yourself. You even see that in the pro races, that those C1 guys are pretty much out there by themselves. They don't pack up like the C2s do.
What have you won in the past at the General Clinton?
Well, I've won the C1 amateur under 50 three different times. Last year was my first attempt at C1 over 50, and that didn't pan out quite so well.
Well, let's talk about last year, because you have 9 finishes. This year, you hope to become a 700-mile club member. And last year, you had that same hope. What happened last year?
Well, last year, we had a real good start. Came off the lake in good position. As a matter of fact, I think I was the first amateur boat off the race. Everybody that was in front of me was in the C1 Pro class. Having a pretty good run down through the swamp and into Phoenix Mills and Index, and I was just trying to put as much time behind whoever was behind me and myself. And as we got closer and closer to Milford, I could see there was a pack of 3 of the pro C1 paddlers up ahead of me, so I decided I would start cutting the corners as best I could to try to shorten the river, and maybe I could get to them and ride their wake and maybe pull me away from people that were behind me. And just before we got to Milford, I cut one corner and slammed right up on top of a log and just came right to a dead stop. And I decided, okay, let's get moving again, and I kind of just hitched to get off the log, and the bailer came right up out of the bottom of the boat. I jumped out of the boat, grabbed the bailer, which was all the way up in the bow, put it in the hole and put my foot on it, and thought, okay, if I get to Milford, maybe I can get some first aid and be able to go. Well, I got to Milford, jumped out, and there was a number of people that were there willing to help. And one girl actually took her sweatshirt off and wiped my boat down to try to get it dry so that we could just duct tape the hole. The night before, I had put a coat of Maxi Glide on my boat, which the idea is that will help your boat go a little faster. It's kind of an oily substance. Duct tape does not stick to that. I did jumped back in the boat and went another mile or so, and all the tape was off and the bailer was leaking, and I came across some friends that were going to pit for their C1 paddler and asked me what I was doing, because I was not, I told them the bailer was out of the boat. Well, do you want to ride? And I said sure, because I knew I wasn't going to get down through the tricky spots with my foot on the bailer and not in resting on the foot strap.
What is the bailer, and about how wide around is it?
The bailer is in the bottom of the boat, and it's a little flip handle that you can flip the handle up, push it down, and it's like a drain in the bottom of the boat. So any water, if you do a portage, you bring back a bunch of water with your shoes. Or if it's raining, you can open the bailer, drain the boat, pop it back shut again, and then you're good to go. Somebody once said to me, a bailer can save your day or a bailer can ruin your day. And I've had both experiences.
Let's move into this year's race. Who you're paddling with in the pro class, and when did you go pro?
A friend who used to live in New Berlin, who is a very accomplished paddler. He's been near the top 10 several times, Dana Henry. He was trying to decide if he was going to come out and do the race again, because he now lives in Minnesota. And Dana said, I guess I may just not come out and do the race, because he's done it many years in a row. Mm-hmm. And he said, unless you want to do it. And without hesitation, I said, sure, let's give it a try. And we're going to be in the C2 pro class, and hopefully we can have a respectable showing.
You're also in the canoe business. Now, how did that come about?
Well, back several years ago, I got elected onto the New York State Marathon Canoe Racing Association board. And the president at the time was John Newman, who him and his brother own and make GRB racing canoes. And after many conversations, he says, why don't you try to see if you can sell some canoes for us? And I said, sure, why not? And I scraped up enough money and bought one canoe from him, sold that canoe, turned it into two canoes, and just tried to keep building capital. And as time went along, we got into selling paddles and a lot of other accessories. And it's grown to the point where it's too much for a part-time job and not enough quite for a full-time job.
It's Southern Tier Canoe in Gilbertsville. Lots of folks utilize you and your business for various things they need, especially those last-minute items.
Yeah, we do an awful lot of repair work, and with the shallow water that we've been having here just recently, the repair work comes more and more, because the shallow water is hard on these boats, and everybody wants to know, how quick can I get it back?
Jeff Petters from Gilbertsville, now going for number 10. Good luck to you. Have a good race, and thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Craig.
For Canoe Regatta 2013, I'm Craig Stevens.